Doug, awaiting your call. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We're here every week. I bring you up to date on all the health news, the important breaking news in the medical journals, practical information you can quickly add to your lifestyle. You may be able to live longer and improve the quality of your health. And we also take calls from around the country at 1-888-55-DR-KEN. It's easy to remember, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. You have a health care question about yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents, even your friends, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Let's go right out to Bakersfield, California, and begin the festivities of the second hour with Jim. Jim, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thanks, Dr. Ken, for taking my phone call. You have a really great show. I've been listening to, you know, a lot of stuff on the air, but nobody seems to mention about tinnitus, which I'm suffering from. I've had it for a couple of years now. Now that I think about it, I think I told you a screener, a year and a half. It's in my right ear, and it is horrible, and I understand that there's no cure for it, from what I understand.
Well, let's talk about it, Jim. Great question, very common problem, and incredibly frustrating to have, and maybe I can help here. The first is to try and see if you can identify the cause of the tinnitus. And you're a little young to have age-related hearing loss, but usually starting around age 60, one begins to get some age-related hearing loss, and this is a very common cause of ringing in the ear. Were you in a band, or did you get exposed to any loud noises at work? This is often a common cause of ringing in the ears. You know, you go to those loud concerts, most of us come back with ringing in our ears. Those MP3 players with the earbuds, those devices definitely can cause ringing in the ears. The iPods, all of those items need to control the volume. Have you been exposed to loud noises?
About 12 years ago, I remember working in a machine shop that had really loud machines with us, but we had earplugs and we had our ears, you know, tested, and I just recently had an ear test, and my hearing is fine.
Well, great. You know, the other thing is you want to get the doctor to look inside your ear, because just nothing more complicated than earwax blockage can definitely lead to ringing in the ears. And what an easy way to cure the whole problem, just by getting the earwax taken out. And remember, you should never put anything smaller than your elbow into your ear.
Right, so then how do you get the earwax out? This is the old question. Everybody says, oh, don't put anything big in there. So how do you get the earwax out?
This is where you need to go to the professional. You need to have the ear doctor go in there, and we all have these bits of equipment where we can go in and see what we're doing and do it properly.
Mm-hmm. I've already had that done too, doctor. I had both my ears cleaned out.
All right, well, that's great. There are a lot of other causes for ringing in the ears. Stress and depression can do it. TMJ disorders. I don't know if you've ever had any head or neck injuries. Meniere's disease, this is where you get abnormal inner ear fluid, can do it. And I don't want to scare you, Jim, but there's something called an acoustic neuroma, which is actually a tumor in that area. And it's non-cancerous. It's a benign tumor, but it begins in the cranial nerves that run from your brain to your inner ear, and they control balance and hearing. And this can cause some ringing in the ears. There are some rare blood vessel disorders that can do it. There are even some medications that can do it. There are antibiotics, cancer medications, diuretics, and aspirin, even in high dose, can cause ringing in the ears.
Right,
yeah,
so.
None of that. But I noticed I've been taking like an over-the-counter, flavonoid or whatever. I get it at Walmart. And anyways, I've had it to where it rang like 8 days straight and never stopped. And
Jim,
I work nights. I'm working right now.
Have you been to the ear doctor?
It's horrible.
Jim, have you been to the ear doctor?
I haven't been to it. I've called him and I talked to one here in the area, and I told him what I had, and making sure that there was nothing that they knew of that was that they could treat if they have hearing aids, that they've been, but there's only like a 40% chance that it's...
How can I tell that by talking to you on the telephone? I don't get...
Jim, wait a second. Jim, I think you're... I mean, I think you do need to get your hearing checked out just by... I mean that politely, just by our brief conversation. But what I would do is find an... It's a big word. They're now called otorhinolaryngologists. They used to be called ENT doctors, ear, nose, and throat doctors. You need to see... You need to see a specialist in this area, and you need to not talk to them over the phone, but go in and get examined and let them actually look in your ear and take a good history, and this is how you're going to get a solution.
There you go, Jim. Oh. Dr. Ken helping you out as much as he can. Thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. Judy's in Jefferson City, Missouri. You're on next with Dr. Ken. Hi, Judy.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Hi. Join us.
Okay. My husband was had a problem with Agent Orange, and it caused a whole lot of problems in his body. But right now the one problem he's having a lot of trouble with is his bladder control. And he's had the TURP because they thought maybe his prostate was overgrown. So
does he have obstruction of the outlet? That's a common issue that guys get.
Yeah. Well, that didn't work. And he was having to get up maybe 3-4 times an hour to go to the bathroom and leaking all the time. So they gave him some bladder control medicine. Well, it turns out that wasn't working too well because he's not emptying his bladder. And bacteria is forming.
Right. Well, I would be concerned about bladder outlet obstruction. And this is a common problem in men. It slows or stops urine outflow from the bladder. And this is an item that you need to get looked at. There's a number of things that can do it. You can have bladder stones and enlarged prostate, which sounds like that is not the issue. You can have scarring of the urethra or the bladder neck, or prostate cancer, but it's time to get, if you're not satisfied or you haven't had answers, another urologist and let the urologist go in there and get a good look at the whole plumbing in that part of the body, and they can fix this. This is what urologists live for.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Please do not tell us your life story. Get to the point so that we can get as many people on and help as many people as possible. It's important for you to know what it is that's bothering you and to sort of formulate a question so that Ken can give you as direct an answer as possible. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can send questions to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken produces a weekly newsletter. A lot of information in it this week. It's called the Good Day Health Newsletter. You can go to drkenshow.com, and it'll ask you if you'd like the newsletter. Just put your email address in. You'll get this every Friday, and there's nothing in there we're selling. Ken just likes to do this as a service to you as a listener of this program. It's the Good Day Health Newsletter. You can also find it if you go to DougStefan.com and see Ken's picture in the co-host and contributors box. Click on that. Give you the same opportunity. Put your email address in, and you can get a lot of information. This week, again, Ken relates to smokers. There's a lot of news this week about smokers and smoking, starting with marijuana and what that causes. I don't, there have been other studies that suggest that marijuana can lead to all kinds of different cancers. Haven't there been cancers?
Well, just an example of how we operate this show. The newsletter we got done earlier in the week, and as the week moved on, there were publications in the medical journals about more smoking issues, and we're going to include them on the show. And I try to keep the news at cutting edge, right up to date, probably sooner than your doctors read it when they get these things in the mail. But out of the medical journal Cancer, young men who had smoked marijuana recreationally, Doug, they were twice as likely to be diagnosed with testicular cancer than men who have never used marijuana. So if you think using marijuana is a walk in the park, here's a study showing that it causes testicular cancer.
Regular smokers also have problems when it comes to getting a good night's rest, apparently.
Getting a good night's sleep is more important to your health than just feeling rested. Poor sleep quality, Doug, it can make your waking hours tougher, but there are a number of studies that have linked habitually poor sleep to health problems like obesity, diabetes, and yes, heart disease. You have high blood pressure and you're not getting enough sleep, I promise you it's going to get worse. And smokers may get fewer hours of sleep and have less restful slumber than non-smokers. There's a reason to believe the stimulating effects, Doug, of nicotine may be the blame.
888-553-7536. And secondhand smoke, we always hear lots of talk about that.
I think that we have to start believing that secondhand smoke is a problem. Here's another report, Medical Journal Addiction, the end of this past week, that regular exposure to secondhand smoke, Doug, has a bad effect on the brain function. People who live with or spend a significant amount of time with a smoker are damaging, are you ready, their memories. Non-smokers who are exposed to secondhand smoke, they forgot almost 20% more on memory tests than non-smokers. Smokers, and smokers perform worst of all on these memory tests. They forgot 30% more than those who are not exposed to secondhand smoke. So if you want to improve your memory, don't smoke, and also stay away from smokers.
888-553-7536. I really resent when people light up around me and they blow their smoke into the air and you can't escape from it. That's one of the things people say, well, I have a right to choose. You're right, you do. But you don't have a right to befoul and besmirch the air that's around me and other people that don't want to smoke.
And you may not remember it after this.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. More of your calls straight ahead here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Best things to stay alive and be healthy is to figure out what to do with your anger. I was just reading a blog on various perspectives on anger, Ken, and how it transforms people, their health especially, what it does to you and to your body. Never mind what the outrage does, the outside, but the inside of your body, how it reacts to people. I mean, every once in a while, anger is a good thing. You need to let it out. But to have as much as some people do today, especially, it has a strong physical component. And it's just really, I don't know whether you can compare anger and stress together. Maybe they are one and the same in some people's minds.
I have not met in my many years in medicine many chronically long-term angry 90-year-old people.
No. There it is, all in a nutshell. Thank you, Ken. 888-553-7536. Here's Mark in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Mark. What may we do to help you out, sir?
Yes, sir. I was just calling trying to get some information. I've been diagnosed with lymphedema in my left leg, and several years back I also had cellulitis in the same leg.
These two things? Let's find out what these two things are, first of all, Ken.
Mark, let's talk about lymphedema, because this is a challenging area. It's swelling. It usually occurs in one of your arms or your legs, and it can affect sometimes even both arms or both legs. It's caused by a blockage in the lymphatic system. This is a important part of your immune and circulatory system. And this blockage just prevents the lymph fluid from draining well. And as the fluid builds up, swelling continues. And it's caused by the removal of or damage of your lymph nodes, often as part of cancer treatment. Have you had treatment for cancer?
No, sir. Super healthy person.
Uh-huh. And who diagnosed this? Because it's a little uncommon. Have you had trauma?
No.
Who diagnosed it and told you it was lymphedema?
I went over to the Veterans Hospital because my leg kept swelling.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me to a specialist, and they said it was lymphedema. And there was nothing that could be done about it. And my reaction was, we can operate on a man's brain, but we can't fix
sure.
my leg.
Mark, let me talk to you for a second, because it can be due to surgery. It can be due to radiation treatment for cancer, the cancer itself. And sometimes infections can also cause this. You mentioned that you've had cellulitis. Maybe this is a result of that. There's some congenital abnormalities of the lymphatic system that can cause this. Have you had this as a youngster, or have you just gotten this lately as an adult?
I about maybe 20 years ago, I had cellulitis.
Okay. Well, let me just say that there are some things you can do for this. You're just blown off by, you know, welcome to you know, I don't want to get political, but, you know, this is what happens when you don't have a doctor who is responsible just to you, and this is institutional medicine. You were blown off, and, you know, go live with it. There's a lot of things you can do here, and you need a doctor who cares about this, who specializes in this. The problem is a lot of doctors never see hardly any cases of this in their life, so they don't know what to do about it. But there are specialized exercises that you can do. There's wrapping of the arms or legs. There's specialized massage, manual lymph drainage, massaging that can do it. There's pneumatic compression. There's compression garments. When none of this works, sometimes you have to revert to surgery to clear this up. You need to get to, I don't know what your situation is, but how far are you from the University of Virginia?
Not far at all.
Well, I would call up their vascular department or their oncology department, because usually the cancer doctors end up seeing this, or the circulatory doctors. I would call their vascular department or their oncology. If you make a, you sound like a clever guy. If you make a call or two to the University of Virginia Medical Center and tell them you have lymphedema, and you want to ask who at that institution is the expert, the world's expert on lymphedema, and with a call or two, I can have that name for you, and I'm sure you can get it also. And I would make an appointment for that person, get all your records, and just be a good patient, and they'll help you.
One more question.
Make
it
faster.
Do you think the cellulitis has any connection to it?
It's possible. The infection can be one of the causes of lymphedema. It's not a common cause. You know, cancer and its treatment is the usual cause, but infections can.
All right, there it is. 888-553-7536. Lots of things going on in the world of drug news, Ken. The FDA says muscle joint pain creams can also cause burns. That sounds like a typically ridiculous generalization in a sense, cast doubt on something that helps a lot of people.
Well, they're just getting the word out because there have been some serious reports. Bengay, Icy Hot, Flexol, actually first, second, and third degree burns.
But it's been around forever. And they approved it to begin with.
The FDA is just putting this out to
well, so why'd they approve it, whatever they did?
Because it's just a very tiny fraction of people who use it.
All right, more calls for Dr. Ken at 888-55-DRKEN coming up in the next half hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is three times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air every weekend at this time for 2 big hours of questions, calls, comments, news, information, your email. You can send the email questions to Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug at dougstefan.com. Somebody, let's see here. This is somebody named Canyon wants to know about green tea. There was something last week I remember about green tea being good for the memory. I don't think that's... Is that new? Green tea seems to be good for everything, Ken, isn't it?
Green tea is was reported last week that it may help regenerate adult brain cells.
Really?
And improve memory, spatial awareness.
Take a cup of that green tea, please. Let's have a couple of cups. I'll drink to that. A couple of cups of green tea. So it's good for your memory.
Watch the caffeine and don't overdo it. But green tea is good. It's good for the circulation. And people are always asking me, what can I drink? And have a cup of green tea each day.
Yeah. Also, I remembered last week, I don't think we talked about it, how it was an indication that pan-fried red meat could be a problem in the prostate department. We have so many questions. That may be one, other than heart disease, I think prostate cancer may be the number two thing people ask questions about here. Do you agree?
Absolutely. It's so common in men. And most of our females are concerned about us and our prostates.
Yeah.
So everybody's thinking about it.
So
and
if you're...
Pan-fried meats may raise the prostate cancer risk. We reported that last week.
And what about the frying stuff, or cooking stuff on the grill with all of those carcinogens? Isn't that known to be bad for you as well?
It increases the risk.
Wow.
You know, broil your food is the best way to go.
It is. All right, let's see what Kay has for us. Kay's in Farmington, New Hampshire. Kay, you're on now live with Dr. Ken. Thank you for your call, ma'am.
Good morning. My husband, who's 78 years old, has a problem with his hands turning blue. And when he's sitting with his legs hanging down, he has independent rubor. And I was wondering what kind of a doctor we should go to and what this could possibly be.
He was a
heavy smoker when he was younger.
So he probably has some circulatory issues, some peripheral vascular disease. And he needs to be checked. You have a good primary care doctor who could do a good head-to-toe physical and then refer him to either a cardiologist or a peripheral vascular doctor?
Yes.
I would start with I would not want your husband to do any strenuous activity because often people will also have circulation and the heart issues. So he really needs a good head-to-toe check of his circulation. But I would get a first start with a good primary doctor who can coordinate this evaluation.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome. 888-553-7536. Sharon will move to Jackson, Tennessee, Ken, for her call. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, you can tell I've always got sore throats. I don't know if that's just from my sinuses dripping down. But I've had fibromyalgia for 19 years. I got tested for Lyme about a year and a half ago, and it came back negative. But I decided to go somewhere else and get tested for the Lyme. It came back positive, but the doctor said, well, it was positive, but that it was not active at this present time. So the problem that I'm having is I've had migraines for probably about 10 years, and I take Imitrex, 100 milligram, once a day.
Sharon, what's your question?
I've been having the headaches more frequently, like every single day, and the left side of my head and my left eye I can't seem to get any relief. It still hurts. The pain, I don't know whether it's vascular.
How long has this been going on for, Sharon?
Continuously for probably about the last 3 months.
3 months, okay. And do you have any visual changes besides pain behind the eye? Is your vision affected?
Yeah, blurry, and I have to wear sunglasses a lot because the lights or TV will cause a migraine to come on.
I never wish migraines on anybody, but hopefully this is part of your migraine history. But I would think for some peace of mind, you may want to get some imaging of the brain because of the duration of this, the change in the character of your symptoms and also the other associated symptoms with this. Have you had a CAT scan or an MRI of the brain recently?
I'm due to have an MRI at the end of next week.
Great.
Is it possible to have fungal type of stuff gathered in your head, you know?
Well, anything's possible, but I don't think that that's what's going to be causing these symptoms that you're describing. And what I would do first is make sure that there's no, you know, there's nothing growing in terms of a mass in the brain. I don't want to alarm you, but...
No, I know, but it's possible.
For peace, you know, no pun intended, but for peace of mind,
gotcha.
You definitely need that. I promise you will feel better when the doctor tells you it's a normal study. And
okay.
So it's just so worth doing. And then, you then need to work through the web of all the different possible causes of headache. And I would see a neurologist and one who specializes in headache because you have more than the easy routine type of headache. You need a headache specialist. They usually come out of the neurologist.
Yeah, he's a neurologist.
You don't have a stiff neck, do you?
Yes, very.
Very stiff? Have you been running fevers?
No, I feel hot a lot, but it's not a fever.
Uh-huh.
I just feel hot.
May I make a suggestion? A couple
sure.
of different things. It depends on what your history is. Do you know, can you remember any, when you were younger, any damage, bicycle accident, car accident, fell off?
My parents said I had when I was very young, like maybe about one or two, I had boils all over my head. And even on my eyelids and so forth, and they took me to every specialist they could think of, but they couldn't figure out what it was.
Mm. Sharon, how are your spirits? Are you an upbeat person, a not-so-upbeat person?
I used to be, but, you know, the pain kind of wears on you after a while. And I lost my mom, you know, like seven months ago, totally unexpected. And my family's not speaking to me in Texas because I choose not to be part of the crap they live in.
You need to work this. You have all kinds of things going on,
right.
I think. And maybe there's a mental emotional component to this that.
I don't know. A doctor would think I was crazy if I told him.
Well, but that's if in fact he does, then you go to find another doctor. You keep going around. You find somebody who's sympathetic. to what you're saying, or at least understands it. And then if it's clear that you are, perhaps there's a certain imagination quotient that goes with these things. And but there's another suggestion. I don't know whether you have what kind of chiropractic, and this is my advice, whether it's Ken's or not. I've found with my, I fortunately don't have headaches, but I have a lot of problems with my neck. I have a colleague that works with me on my radio program who has had the same exact symptoms that you have, and it's taken her 4 months to go through the system to finally find somebody who corrected the problem or is dealing with it. One of the things is that she had a lot of damage done to her neck in a bicycle accident when she was 13. And well, that's why I asked you about that. A lot of people experience trauma to the neck when they're younger. If you can find a chiropractor or somebody even who practices NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A, which is chiropractic that basically is just for your neck and head, you might find some relief there. But you need to get away. You need to get out of your own head.
Sharon, how are you sleeping?
Well, I sleep okay if I take an Ambien. Otherwise, I really don't sleep
very
well.
That's not sleeping
at all.
Okay. You got to be put to sleep.
That's not right.
With the fibromyalgia, it's really.
You have a lot of mental and emotional issues, Sharon. Believe me, you have a lot of mental and emotional issues that you need to deal with in addition to the physical. You will never get better physically if you don't take care of the mental and emotional issues that are a part of your life. Hopefully, that's something.
Try some D-ribose for the fibromyalgia. There's been good studies showing it. Korvalin or D-ribose is a nice natural way. About two-thirds of people feel much better with their fibromyalgia.
888-553-7536. You asked the right question, Ken, when you asked if she was happy. She's not, and a lot of people just dig themselves deeper into holes by not dealing with the reality and forgiveness, anger. That's why I just said what I did about anger.
The real challenge with her, and it would take me a little longer to be with her, is what's the chicken and what's the egg? Is this a reactive
first?
Or a primary major depression?
Right. Interesting statistics sent along to me by Calvin, who thought you and I would be interested in a survey by the International Health Organization, and it has to do with disease, and this gets into our, I know this is aimed at, he's not saying it, but I think this is a result of last week's conversation that we had about healthcare, and we went into a lot of conversation about the waste in healthcare, and then get into we don't love to because it's very distressing.
It's been so peaceful this week, Doug.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can stir that a bit. Percentages of men and women surviving cancer 5 years after a diagnosis. In the United States, according to the United Nations World Health Organization, 65% of men and women survive cancer after 5 years of diagnosis. In England, it's 46%. In Canada, it's 42%. Obvious conclusion, comparing their health care to ours. Percentage of patients diagnosed with diabetes who receive treatment within 6 months. In the United States, 93% receive treatment. England, 15%. Canada, 43%. Percentage of seniors needing hip replacement who receive it within 6 months. In America, it's 90%. In England, 15%. Canada, 43%. Percentage of those referred to a medical specialist who see that person within a month. In the U.S., it's 77%. England, 40%. Canada, 43%. In terms of MRI scanners, how many per million people? 71 in the U.S., 14 in England, 18 in Canada. Percentage of seniors with low income who say they're in excellent health. In the U.S., 12%, England, 2%, Canada, 6%. And we all know that there's national health insurance in England and Canada and not in the U.S. So,
and why do I hear so many university professors love to bash the American system and say how far backwards we are? Here you have this objective data showing that we're not doing too badly.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is food for thought. Here's some other food for thought from Dr. Ken, noted cardiologist, heart specialist, about this product that we discovered. I don't know how many it was earlier. I think it was the beginning of this year we started talking about Cardiol, and so many people have taken advantage of this free 30-day offer. Why is this a good idea, Ken?
Well, high cholesterol, Doug, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach. It's from Italy. And it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. There's been a study in the Mayo Proceedings showing its safety and effectiveness. And it can also help to lower the bad fats in your blood, known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
All right, so don't miss out on this opportunity while the folks who have brought Cardiol here from Europe try to get you to understand how good this is for you, and they do it in as helpful a way as possible by actually giving you the product free for 30 days. You go online to cardiol.net/Ken, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, got that, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net/K-E-N. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial and get the offer, get the free 30-day trial, get the help, get the understanding of how the product works. These folks know it'll work. I know it'll work. It has for me. It'll work for you. Get your cholesterol in the right place and maintain it. That's what's so good about this stuff. Gets you in the right place and keeps you there without anything other than the ingredients, the natural ingredients in Cardiol. 888-809-6424. If that's more convenient for you than going online to cardiol.net/Ken. That's 888-809-6424. A lot of people hear these announcements and a lot of people take action. If you haven't yet, you need to get online. It's Dr. Ken's free trial you're asking for at 888-809-6424.
Is there a woman who inspires you in your community? An extraordinary mom, sister, friend, or colleague who shines? In addition to making a difference through their own achievements, these women often help others accomplish great things through mentorship or personal support. Yahoo Shine wants to help celebrate the women in your life who do extraordinary things every day and inspire others to do the same. Jennifer Romolini, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Shine.
We all know a woman who inspires us or touches our community in immeasurable ways, a woman who shines. She might be an activist or an entrepreneur or maybe a mom, teacher, public servant, athlete, or survivor. Now you can nominate these amazing women in your community. They'll have the chance to be nationally recognized for their accomplishments and entered to win a $10,000 grand prize.
Submit online nominations at womenwhoshine.yahoo.com through October 22nd. Then vote for a grand prize winner through October 29th. Winners will be revealed November 12th.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536. The answer to your questions, this is food for your brain. But there are so many different things going on in the world. One of the things that's happening on the farm, Ken, and we ought to discuss this at some point in time, all the new viruses and bacteria have to be affecting humans as well as the animals. We're trying to treat cows for things that people, never had when I was a kid. On the farm, and I've got to think that it's the same thing with human beings. So anyway, you have a unique question, or maybe you don't think it's unique, call us anyway, 888-55-DR-KEN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Let's keep cooking here. Lots of good questions, and Dr. Ken has good answers. Not always is there perfection here. Part of it has to do with the fact that there's a natural communication gap sometimes. Age is a factor. Experience is a factor. But I will tell you this. You won't find any better place on the radio to go have some input from somebody who really is interested in getting, right? He's interested, curious, and in that, you know, I poke fun at, not poke fun, but I take exception to the scientific method sometimes. That's putting it mildly.
My stomach has been so calm for the past 2 hours.
I know, so I'm not taking, there's no shot here. I just am suggesting there are different ways of us working as we do together.
Absolutely.
I tend not to appreciate science as much as Ken does, because I think they're always disproving themselves. Having said that, we wouldn't be where we are in many different ways. I mean, going to the moon. I mean, play everything around us is the result of good, successful science, but also a lot of our problems are because of bad science. And so,
well stated.
Yeah, so there you go. 800-510-8255. Cindy, another Angelian listening to KFWB. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
What's up with you?
Hi, Cindy.
Just wanted to know why I have the bleeding. I mean, it's like bruising underneath my skin on my arms.
So you...
It only happens on the arms.
So you bruise real easy. Is this even if you don't bang yourself? I can't tell you how many, all of us, bang ourselves without even realizing it. But do you think you bruise without bumping?
You know, mine is so bad. If I put my hand in my purse and pull... If I bump it too hard, it'll bruise.
Are you on any well-known or not too well-known blood thinners? Aspirin, Plavix, even fish oil is a blood thinner. Vitamin E thins the blood. Are you on any of these prescribed or supplements?
No, not. I take the fish oil.
How much fish oil do you take a day?
1,000 milligrams.
Well, I would try going... Why do you take fish oil?
The cardiologist told me that to take it.
Boy, you just walked right in the door I was hoping you would.
thanks for reading the cue card, Cindy. Good job.
Cindy, amazing. But
I'm sorry?
First of all, I would talk to your cardiologist about going off the fish oil, which clearly can thin your blood. There's a report this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which is really shaking everybody up, especially the cardiologists. And what they report is that omega-3 supplementation was not associated with a lower risk of all causes of death, what doctors call all-cause mortality. Cardiac death, sudden death, heart attacks, and stroke were not decreased by taking the fish oil. If you look deep into the study, and I really tried to read this, what you realize is that a lot of these patients, although this study goes back to 1989 and was a randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled prospective study, boy, that's a mouthful, but that's the highest quality research, and it looked at many studies together, put them together, what we call a meta-analysis. Boy, I'm throwing around too much jargon, but much of it was the highest quality of science. But if you look at the details, many of the patients were on aggressive therapy, such as statins and aspirin, and this, I think, is a factor of statins and aspirin for circulation problems are so effective that there may not be any extra room for fish oil to help some more. And that's why I think this was the conclusion of this study.
I see. What about I have asthma? I take Zetia, I take Protonix, and Provenzo.
Okay,
those
Zetia,
are the medicine, I think.
Zetia is a cholesterol-lowering medication. You're on Protonix. I guess you have GE reflux disease.
Yes.
And I think I heard an asthma medication in there also.
Yes.
How could
prevent
exactly? Do you have circulation problems to the heart? Do you have coronary disease?
No.
Do you have any heart issues?
No, none at all. The only other thing I wondered if it was, in 2010, I had the epidurals on my back, the steroid.
Well, I would talk to your doctor and ask why you're being given Zetia, because that's one of my least favorite drugs these days, because it doesn't really stabilize plaque. It should be used probably as a last choice. Certainly a statin would be first, niacin would be second, but I would ask your doctor specifically why they're using that, and I would ask your doctor if you could stop the fish oil.
Time's up. Thank you for being here with Dr. King on the Good Day Weekend program. Ken Kronhaus here.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.